Saturday, March 27th. President was in early in the morning, still running on Eastern time. Decided to definitely announce the troop statement on Tuesday so as to precede the Democratic caucus meeting on Wednesday and set the stage for the follow-up. He wants to be sure also that we get a plan ready for countering the opposition, because they'll say this isn't enough, and we've got to make sure that the issue is clear, that it's a matter of ending the war, that it shows our Vietnamization success, and that, as Mansfield said, it shows the value of Laos. He wants to be sure that Dole, Ford, and so on pick the president's line regarding partisanship, making the point that what the president found when he came back to Washington as president versus the situation when he had left as VP with no one in Vietnam and no one killed, was to hit this day in and day out and make the point that the opponents are asking for an American defeat instead of peace with honor. In other words, they ask for defeat with dishonor and give aid and comfort to the enemy, etc. He wants Buchanan to follow up in writing some of this and feels it's important to establish it now. He choppered up today to Sam Goldwyn's house for presentation of the Medal of Freedom to Goldwyn, which was a great idea and went very well. Goldwyn was very much touched. The president made some good remarks. And Sam, who is basically paralyzed but is able to talk a little, turned to the president, or not turned because he can't turn, but said to the president in a low voice after he'd hung the medal on him, I'm glad you beat those bastards in 68. They were the worst bunch of sons of bitches we ever had in there. He then said louder, and it was heard by the press, that Nixon was his favorite president, that he was a good, strong fighter with guts, but that he always fought clean. Some pretty good quotes. The president decided to drive back rather than taking the helicopter, and I rode with him as we went from Beverly Hills down to Santa Monica and all along the beach cities, Ocean Park, Venice, Manhattan, Hermosa, Redondo, Playa del Rey, etc., before cutting back into the freeway just before Long Beach. It was a long ride, and he chatted generally about his sort of fascination with the real world as he rarely sees it. The fact that there are so many small businesses, and he was very interested in them as he drove along the streets. He was also sort of fascinated with the large number of hippie-type people on the streets. Of course, that wasn't too surprising considering the part of town we were in. He went right to the residence when we got back and stayed there for the rest of the day. I went on up to Balboa for the rest of the weekend. End of March 27th.